Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side?
My big problem with watching the Muppets is that I was enjoying it so much, and I was wondering whether children, you know, would be enjoying it. It's obviously geared to children, but let me tell you this story. I noticed a reviewer at the press preview in front of me. She was really enjoying it. You could feel the vibes and hear some laughter, and she had her 8-year-old daughter with her. So I was wondering, is the 8-year-old really responding to the Muppets, or does she know who the Muppets are? So I asked the reviewer later, and she said, no, she didn't. The child didn't know who the Muppets were. The only character on screen she could identify was Selena Gomez. And I'm not sure the termini of the grandparents taking their grandchildren to see the Muppets will know who Selena Gomez is. So it's a bit of a generation gap.
Although Sesame Street is still going strong, and I can say that because my son goes on the internet and plays Sesame Street interactive games and all sorts of things. So he knows who the Muppets are.
It's time to meet the Muppets.
Yes! Come on, guys, let's go!
Wow, I can't believe we're all back together.
Yeah!
That's very good to hear. I found it a delight because when the series was on in the late 70s, early 80s, even in our community, we all enjoyed watching the Muppets. And somehow the personalities and the humour, the songs, really got to us in those days. So I found it wonderful to see them back again.
The Muppets have always been about artistic integrity, not cheap tricks.
Check it out. Fart shoes.
The film is really about getting the old gang back together again, isn't it?
Yes, they use that device. Apparently, I didn't realise this, but some of the films that they made in the 90s, Muppet Treasure Island and Muppet Christmas Carol, weren't so successful, so that they've been having a rest, in fact. And this is the opportunity, and there are two brothers. One's a Muppet and one's a human, but they get on very well together, and they go with the fiancé to Los Angeles and try to find the studio and the museum and Kermit himself. And when they do, they decide to try to round everyone up.
We're trying to get the old gang back together again.
We haven't done this in a long time.
Your fans never left you. The world hasn't forgotten.
Sure, it's impossible, but we've got to try. It's time to play the music.
But Miss Piggy is over in Paris as an editor of Vogue, and her assistant is played by Emily Blunt, doing more or less the same role she did with Meryl Streep in The Devil Wears Prada. So there's a lot of in-jokes, I think, for the adult audience as well.
Is the singing still so great?
Oh, yes, there's a lot of singing and a lot of humour.
You think we should have rented a bigger car?
Jack Black, they find it at an anger management course, and when they're told by the studios to get a celebrity to host, they force him to come and do it, but they tie him up. So there's a whole lot of repartee where he's actually comparing the show but arguing with them all the time.
Ow, that hurt!
And there's a plot about, you know, they want a rich man. Actually, he's called Texas Rich Man, and he wants to buy the studios and demolish it and put up something else. So they're fighting that kind of development as well. So when the Muppet movie came out in 1981, I thought that the song, The Rainbow Connection, was a bit gooey. But as they sing it in this new film, I again became rather nostalgic. It reminded me of the Muppets in the past. So I suggested that it's not the film parents and grandparents take their children to see, but let the children take the parents and the grandparents, and they can enjoy it.
What's so amazing that keeps the stargazing? And what do we think we might see?
Without giving too much away, Peter, do Kermit and Miss Piggy get together again?
They do. They do. I mean, it couldn't be otherwise, could it?
Maybe you don't need the whole world to love you, you know? Maybe you just need one person.
Oh, Cammy. Cammy, Cammy, Cammy!
But she's just as rambunctious as usual and dominating everybody. And Kermit is his nice self, and there's Fozzie Bear and Animal and all the rest of them. Some of the others I would have liked to have seen a bit more of, but maybe if this is successful, they'll make another one.
For nostalgics like you and I.
Yes.
I don't care what anybody says. I believe in you. And you.